Blog Talk Radio. Blog
Welcome
Talk Radio.
To- Welcome to the Love Zone. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome. Tune in with us on thelovezoneusa.com. And I never host the show alone. I want to introduce a new co-host for thelovezone.com, Miss Charisma Thomas. Charisma, are you there?
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here today.
Hi,
oh,
everyone.
My goodness.
Charisma, introduce ourselves, yourself to our listeners. Let them know the long trip that you came to get here. I'm so excited to announce you as a new host. So just let our listeners know who you are, where you come from, and go from there.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone's having an amazing Monday night tonight. Of course, you will be since you're listening to the Girlfriend Network with Tahira and I today. I'm Charisma, and I am from St. Louis, but I've been living all over. I'd like to say I've been traveling globally, and I just moved to New York from London to be here doing the show for you, and I hope you enjoy, and you will definitely get to know me as you tune into the show every week, and it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited to be here now.
Well, welcome again. It's good to have you. I'm so excited to get into our new topic for today. This is a very, very interesting, intriguing topic. Is skin color a deciding factor in dating? Are we dating color? What do you think about that, Charisma?
I think it's a really interesting topic because I think it's something that goes on beyond to many, many different cultures. So I think you can definitely see it. For me personally, I know we could always see it in the Indian community, you see it in African-American culture, in a lot of different cultures. Skin color does become a deciding factor, even though it may not be completely open and obvious about it. What do you feel?
Oh, okay. For me, this really, really hits home because, you know, I'm a biracial kid. So for me, skin color was always, just growing up, a situation. Like, why do you look different, and why does your father look different, and your mom look this way? So for me, I think, for me personally, I try to date the person, the personality that I'm attracted to. I don't try to look at the color base. If I get along and I'm more of a mental person, so if I connect with you mentally, then I would probably want to see you more. For me, because of my background, I don't focus mm-hmm. so much on, you know, the way a person looks. I focus on how that person treats me, if I'm having fun with that person, if I can, you know, be myself around this person, if this person is not stuffy. But just, you know, looking at it, a lot of the research, it is really a big deal, Charisma. It really is. It's just like people are, like, I research and some of the comments, which I will read mm-hmm. once we get into it, was just like, I'll never let my daughters date this type of person. This person wouldn't be allowed to walk through my doors. And I'm just like, wow, is it that serious? What happened to old-fashioned I like you, yes or no?
See, I agree with you there. It's crazy. For me, skin color is not an issue. But I will say this. It takes time to get to know the personality. So there are, for me, I'm attracted to all different types of men. So if I see someone and I'm like, okay, I see you across the bar, you know, you look really good, and then you may get to know them and be like, okay, this could go somewhere, or personality, never mind, not into it. But I never got how even within something as simple as, like, you know, you hear a lot of, like, prejudice from race to race, but even within the same race,
yes.
prejudice for, oh, well, this skin tone or this type is not good enough, and it's like, I thought we're all the same. Like, how is this, you know, even... It's just terrible how it gets to that point. So that's what I don't understand.
It's really, really sad. And I think it's some things that are taught, and I think it's some things that, you know, society teaches us, what is beautiful, what's not. And I think we have to look beyond the boundaries. Like, look, if you're in a household where your mom or your dad, you know, feels that you should stay within your race, and then you go out to school and you interact with other people, and you're like, hey, they're really cool. So at some point, you have to be accountable for yourself and leaving that old, you know, views of raising children or how your parents, you know, think you should or who you should date. behind. You have to be your own person and say, hey, you know, if I meet this person and I hit it off, then it, because I think you kind of miss out of a huge portion because of, like, simple prejudiceness, like prejudice. So,
no, definitely. And you're limiting
yourself
to not get to know. Yeah, exactly. You could be missing out on something really great out there just from a silly belief that doesn't really make any sense. So I think there's definitely a lot of different variations. I'm sure we'll get a lot of opinions on this topic. And for anyone who is listening right now, make sure that you follow us on Twitter at the Girlfriend Network, and our handle is the GF Network 1. And you can follow me personally as well, because I will be live tweeting during the show at Kish Thomas. That's K-I-S-H Thomas. What about you, Tahira? You got a Twitter?
Yes. I'm Fashion Diva. Twitter.com. Yeah, Fashion Diva.
I like that.
Yeah, I love it. So I'm just, this topic within itself, definitely follow us on Twitter. We want to hear from you. Like, even in the show, if you have to comment, tune in to us and call in 347-539-5729. Let us know what you think about the topic. And, hey, if you have a comment, you're welcome to call in. Not just the girls, the guys. Everyone call in and let us know what you think. Is skin color a deciding factor? Are we dating race? So back to that, Karishma, I think this, it's so hard. It's enough hard things in the world. When you think about love, it's supposed to be happy. It's supposed to be, you know, simple. It puts a lot of stress in dating.
No,
don't
definitely.
You think it adds like a stress factor? Or I hit it off with this person, but I'm really not supposed to talk to this person because, you know, I've never interacted. I just think you limit yourself so much. It's just more stressful than it could be. And hey, you never know. You may hit it off, and that may be the one. That may be your soulmate.
I completely agree. I feel like you have to try everything just to see how it is. You got to, you know, dip your feet in the water and see how, you know, how it goes. And I think that not getting to know someone based on something as, like, silly as skin color is just ridiculous, because you can't judge someone based off that. You have to really get to know them, see what kind of person they are, and then decide if, you know, you could be with them or not. And everyone, you know, has, I guess it also goes back to, some people may say that they're not prejudiced, they're just not attracted to certain types of people, which you don't know if that really does go back to that, or how, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people try to go around it because they don't want to seem like they're being prejudiced in any way. You know, it's a very tricky situation.
It's very hard, and it's just, in researching, it was hard for me to research because people say it's more about preference. People are saying that it's more about how they were raised and it's what they prefer. I think, how do you know if you prefer something if you've never tried it?
I completely agree.
Those are definitely good points that we're going to make. We're going to actually, our guest, we're going to speak to our guest, relationship author Armani Valentino. He's a Renaissance man, and definitely he wrote the book, This Is Why I Will Not Marry You, and 99 Questions to Ask a Man Before You Sleep with Him. So definitely we're going to dissect this topic with Armani and just see, you know, to kind of get to the bottom of it and, you know, make it more. I think talking and education is the key to all of the dumb ignorance, really. We can cast down all these belief systems if we just try to learn more about each other and how to love each other and live together peacefully. That's what I think. But we're going to get into our first song, and then we'll introduce our guest, Mr. Armani Valentino, once we come back and discuss this further.
Great. I'm excited.
Be the one to do you right. gon' be my baby. Let me love you crazy. Tell me if you with it. Baby, come and get it. Try a new thing. And let's spark a new flame. Baby, I'm a boss. I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter. Got more stripes than all these babies. Babe, we ballin' in the Beamer. Collar on my polo. Kisses on my necklace. All my diamonds watching out. My watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the bomb in my autograph LeBron's. Yeah, she told me I'm the one. That's when I only hit it twice.
Time. love him because I just want to fuck him. I never love him or cuff him. And when we done, I'ma duck him. He Ferragamo, the buckle. He Louis V on the duffel. The pussy wetter than puddles. I ride his dick like a shuttle. I said, real niggas let real bitches come first. And real bitches been bad bitches from birth. Kiss him when he coming. Make me more money last year than Mr. Drummond. Better act like you know, nigga. It's Nicki Minaj.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Hi, this is Martha Wash, and when you want to listen to a station where it's always raining men, ladies, I listen to thelovezoneusa.com. Because they always have music, topics, and advice that appeals to the kind of man I enjoy being with. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain on thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and I never host a show alone. Welcome back, Charisma Thomas.
Hello, hello. Thanks for listening in, everyone.
Definitely, guys. Tune in and call in 347-539-5729. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome our guest, Mr. Armani Valentino. Armani, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Harrison, how are you?
I'm excited. I'm so excited about this topic. Okay, you're not a stranger to the show, but please introduce yourself, Mr. Valentino, and let our listeners know where they can find you on the social media. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'll try to keep it brief, and you know that's kind of hard for me, but I've been working on that. my name is Armani Valentino. That is my given name at birth, for those of you who are like, yeah, he made that up. I'm a smart guy, but not that smart that I would name myself Armani Valentino. I'm an author. I became an author, I guess, at the age of 19. I wrote my first book and published it then. I was published back in junior high, though, but that was just for some of my work. But at that time, I was doing music full-time. And around the age of 26 or so, I released a book that I knew I was being called to write, now known as 99 Questions You Must Ask a Man Before Sleeping With Him and Definitely Before Having Sex. It became a national bestseller independently. And since that time, I've released 10 of my own books total and over 25 other books on my publishing company, and it should be over 30 by the end of the year. And traveled across the country on multiple national syndicated radio, television, as well as colleges, universities, different festivals and everything, and spoke all across the country over the last 7.5, 8 years almost. And so excited to be on here, the Girlfriend Network once again. And thank you all for trusting me to be able to come on and actually have something to offer.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
Okay, Mr. Armani, what do you think about the topic? Is skin color a deciding factor and dating. How do you feel about that?
You know, for me personally, you know, I was, I don't know if you remember me telling you about the song, I Ain't Got No Type, right?
Of course.
That's like my new favorite song, because I think that, you know, as you become a grown man, I don't think you really have a type. I think that, especially in today's time, men of substance are really looking for women who are real, who, and when I say real, they are women of substance, actually have something to offer to the world besides themselves. You know, they're looking to benefit and to be of service in some way versus all out for self all the time. And I think that, you know, as far as attraction and different things are concerned, I was thinking before I called into the show, you know, there was a time in my life I didn't like women who were light-skinned, like straight up, I'll be honest. I didn't like women who were like yellow or like red, or as they call them.
But why? I'll get to
some of that here in a second.
Okay.
And so I went back to and kind of thought about those things. And I remember there was a young lady that I liked, had a crush on in junior high, who was what people consider to be red. And then come to find out, I'm glad that she never talked to me because she was actually mean. She was couldn't appreciate, you know, as nice of a guy as I was then. And then, you know, you rewind 20 years, or fast forward 20 years, and it's like, oh, Lord, thank you for letting me miss that one. You know what I mean? and then kind of the same thing that happened with a young lady in high school, who she wasn't red, as they say, which is like, I don't know, different people have what red means in, you know, different parts of the country. But when I say red, like, kind of almost white, you know what I mean? Like really, really, really light. And then the young lady in high school, she was kind of more of a yellow, you know what I mean? A yellow / paper brown almost. And she was kind of the same way. And looking back, I'm like, well, thank you, Lord, for letting me dodge that one too. And so what happened was there was a young lady who I ended up dating who actually most of the books that everyone is reads, especially 99 Questions and The Love Triangle, and This Is Why I Won't Marry You, and a couple others were all inspired from that, you know, that particular relationship and that particular young lady while I was actually in a relationship with her. And she was really, 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 really light, you know what I mean? And she was so nice, and she was so pretty, I thought. And that was like one of the first times I really just thought somebody like that was just beautiful, you know? Besides that other time. And so I think that what had happened was that I began to relate women who looked like, you know, a certain way as being very mean and being very arrogant acting, but definitely mean, even forget the arrogance, and fake. But then what I realized was in the process, as I got a little bit older, you know, in my early 20s, once I went to college and everything, I began to realize that it was a lot better for me just to get to know women first. And at college, it was a lot different to get to know people. I tell people college is a great place to find somebody because you actually get the opportunity to know people in a work environment, day-to-day interaction. Most of the time you get to see the girls, they're not always dressed up every single time. You can see them in the dorm. You know, they come to class because it's 8 o'clock class and they didn't have time to get up and fix every, you know, single detail. And so you get to see realness in people, you know what I mean, in multiple situations. And so when you get out here past that, you don't always get to see those individuals in those multiple situations. So for me, that was where that came from, to where I didn't really like lighter-skinned women. And what I did like and was more attracted to was darker-skinned women, but for some reason they didn't seem to be attracted to me.
That's
so
interesting.
I ain't got no type nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
That's the evolution. I don't have a type.
I don't think I have a type now for at least a good 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely absolutely identify when you say that. Karishma, what do you think about this? What he's saying?
I get it. I think, you know, we do initially limit ourselves to, like, a certain type. And for me, I think personally, I've always been attracted to a variety of different men. So it's never been that, like, I only like, you know, guys who are a certain height or a certain color, you know, it's like, or like have a beard or don't have a beard. I think it's just each individual has different experiences that kind of, you know, may lead them to one way or another. Like someone may date someone, you know, their first girlfriend may have like be like have someone who has like dark hair and then it ends really badly. And ever since then, they're just like, oh, I'm not attracted to girls with dark hair anymore or something like that. So I think it's just kind of like what your experience molds you into. So obviously this is different than, you know, being raised a certain way, being like, oh, you can't like this person and you shouldn't be attracted to that person. So there's almost like different ways of what forms your attraction to people, whether it's something you were raised with or something that you actually happened through experiences with people.
Right. I agree 100%. I agree 100% with that because for me, it was, you know, I liked all types of women. Like I said, up until around junior high and then high school, I said, no, I can't, I'm not seeing those, the women that look like that. You know, that's like a no-go. You feel me? Because of those situations. Prior to that, I mean, I like the little girlfriends I had, you know, in elementary and on up, the different girls I liked, they were all heights, you know, races. They were all just everything, you know? And after a certain time, it was like, nah, I forget that because of those experiences. But most people don't ever know where that starts if they don't like, you know, someone because of a certain way they look, a skin color.
I think I'm on the other side of the coin where a lot of most African-American men would say to me, because I've dated a lot of Caucasian, Japanese men, and they say, well, I never, like, comments like, oh, I never see you with a black guy. That's how they talk to me, and I'm just like, well, they don't talk. You know, African-American man that approaches me, I think I don't have a type. But if you approach me and you're right, it's a go. So for me, when you attract, what happens, and all the factors are there, but when it, what happens when you don't, you attract a certain type, and then you're like typecast. I feel like all my friends are like, oh, no, you were dating this Japanese guy. Like, don't you have a date? I'm like, they don't talk. And honestly, we can do a survey. I can go in New York and see the guys. One guy told me, you look way too expensive. I would never talk to you. I'm like, why? I don't get it. So what happens, Armani, when you just attract a certain type and they're making a judgment on you?
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens to me, and that has happened to me. As a matter of fact, my friend, I'm not even sure she's listening. They're actually my cousin, Sharice Walker. Y'all can visit her website, sharicewalker.com. That's a shameless plug for you, Sharice, if you're listening in. But Sharice was having a conversation. Sharice was having a conversation with me even earlier today, her and LaKendra, and they were talking about Sharice thought I had this type. She thought that I had this certain type of woman because she had only seen me with, you know, one woman. And then when I showed her, you know, some of the other women I've dated, she's like, oh, wow, these are all different types of women here. You know, for some reason, people thought I only like women who were slim and looked like this and were this skin tone and who had hair like this. And it's like, no, you're judging me off of one person that I dated that you all saw. You didn't see this woman or that woman or this woman or that woman. And then when I showed her some pictures of some other women that I've dated, you know, over the years, she's like, oh, wow, I didn't know. Right, you didn't know. They kind of want to stick me in with this, you know, one type of woman when it's like, no, I find beauty. I try and find beauty in every person I meet, period, point blank, but definitely in every woman that I meet. But the ugliest thing is when I find somebody, that friend or, you know, somebody that I'm seeing or interested in, and then I see all this ugliness coming out of them. Feel me? I don't care how beautiful you are. At that point, you definitely turn really, really ugly.
Okay. No, I see what you're saying. Like, you know, once you get to know a person and you see that their personality is not beautiful, it's like, okay, it's done. But obviously, the number one thing is, when you first see somebody, you notice the physical appearance. So Tahira and Armani, do you have a preference of, like, when you see somebody, is there something that really draws you to them or something where you're just like, oh, I'm not really attracted to that? Because I guess it goes back to that as well. Like, sometimes you just see someone and you're drawn to them, and you may have a variety of tastes, but something about them, you know, attracts you to that person. So there has to be something there. For me, it's definitely height, I will have to say. When I see, like, a really tall man with a nice beard, I'm like, okay, hello.
I think I guess that cuts
me out then. I don't have a beard.
I think because my father is like an retired attorney, so I grew up watching him get dressed and put on his suit and tie to go to work. So mm-hmm. I think I'm more attractive to men with like suit and tie. For me, it's just like it's so familiar to me. So, but that's not to say that I couldn't date somebody, you know, from around the way. If your personality, I'm more of a mental person. If you captivate me, I'm telling all my secrets. I'm the love zone. If you captivate me with your mentality, and then we can have a conversation. So I'm really open. I don't think I put myself in a box. And when I was asked that question, I only see you with a certain type. Why? And I'm just like, because those guys didn't approach me. And the one that did, he was like, you look way expensive. Like you're going to be in my pocket. I'm just like, really? What is it about me? So I don't get it. I really don't. So for me, it would be guys like in suit and ties, just a person that can like take my mind to another level just with his mentality, with his words.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about you, Armani?
Wow. I thought y'all was going to pass me up. I was hoping y'all did. Let's see here. I'll give you a few things because again, I'm an individual who just appreciates beauty in everything. Mm-hmm. And so, but I would have to say a few things that really attract me to a woman are, number one, it would probably have to be her eyes, her hair. For sure, like I like a woman who keeps her hair up and keeps it clean and keeps mm-hmm. it nice. Like I really, 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 really like that. Then I like a woman's lips.
Mm-hmm.
I like a woman's lips, you know, a lot, especially if they and they don't have to be big, they don't have to be smaller, you know, just a nice shaped lip. Or lips, excuse me, a lip. I like a woman's lip. And I like a woman's voice, you know, a woman's, certain women, when I talk to them, I just love their voice. And there are some women that I've talked to who are very attractive outside, but I just cannot stand to listen to their voice.
You like the voice, the tone. So what about the voice? Because I'm a voice person, too. So
really?
What about the voice, like, whose phone is that? It's something like that you hear and it's just like attracting to you? Because someone said that to me before, like, oh, I like your voice. What does that mean?
You like my voice here?
I love your voice, Armani. You know that. That's another show, though. That's another show. And another book.
I got you. Right. Well, I think that what happens is you know, as individuals, and I've kind of talked about this some before, and you know me, I like to teach and always leave something with anyone because, you know, you just never know who's listening. But so just a real quick lesson here. We communicate as individuals on three different levels, okay, primarily. Auditory, visual, and kinesthetic. Now, certain individuals, women are usually more auditory, okay, men are usually more visual, as they say. However, if you go on an individual basis, you don't. That's not necessarily true all of the time, because 85% of the population, their primary mode of communication is one of those. 10% of the population communicates two of those as their primary, and only 5% of the population communicates on all three of those levels as their primary mode of communication, meaning all at the same time. But they're experiencing the whole gamut of everything that's going on. And so if a man says that he likes your voice, or if a woman says that she likes your voice, a deeper voice is considered someone who's kinesthetic. So if you like my voice, you know, more than likely you're also an affectionate person and you like touch. Well, you can answer that question. I'm sure I know the answer to it, though, but you can answer that question. Is that correct?
I said I love your voice. So
right. Are you kidding? So that
so what does that mean?
That means that you are definitely an individual who is a kinesthetic communicator. Certain words that you use words to describe how you feel about certain things, more or less. And also, if you're in a relationship, you're the type of woman who would want to touch your man. You would want to be affectionate. You would want to be close as much as possible.
Okay.
I hear you.
And
I
so
hear, is that what you're like?
It's true and it's not true.
Okay. And so the other piece of that is this. The auditory piece that you were asking is that you were talking about, a man liking to listen to your voice, is the fact that many men like words of affirmation. Okay. No, seriously. And so if you have the type of voice reminds the man of someone, some female in their life who was very nice to them or who spoke good words to them in that nice tone, then you can usually get that man to do just about anything that you want. A lot of women many times forget the fact that it doesn't matter how you look. What matters most of the time is how you treat the man, how you talk to him. Because a woman who looks better, I know plenty, thousands of women who are beautiful without a what, and they don't have a man or even a real good prospect for a man that they actually like because they don't know how to talk to the man. You know, they don't know how to use, as I say in one of my books, they don't know how to put that oil on it. You know, there's a part in the Bible who says, her voice is as smooth as oil. And so, you want to use sweet words and use a certain tone to your voice to be able to attract that man to you. So then that way you can lure him to you versus another woman coming in and luring him. I mean, luring him to you. And she doesn't even look as good, but just the fact that she's able to have that conversation and listen to him and make him feel good about himself in the midst of while another woman who is not using that voice anymore, but using a very mean tone, mean-spirited tone, and an angry tone. But that's neither here nor there. So.
But what happens, Armani, when a person is just really blocked from all this because they want, I have friends that would not go out with certain guys because he's not light enough or he's too dark. I would never be seen with him because. So when you block yourself, I mean, what do you say to those people? Because you're talking about voice, and they can't even tap into that. So
I'll keep this simple. The same door, and you can write this down if you're listening on the radio, or you're listening. Write this down. The same door or the same wall that you put up to keep the bad out or to keep the unwanted out is the same one that lets the wanted or what you like in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all will get that tomorrow.
See, I think you
understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're looking for something, okay? And because you think it's going to come like this or like that or like this or on this day or on that day, and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that you're blocking the way you think something is supposed to come to you or when you think it's supposed to come to you.
Or how you think it's supposed to come to
you. Or how it's supposed to come to you, exactly. Like, I know plenty of women, and I talk about this, and this is why I won't marry you. They have a list. They have a list. This is what I want. Boom, 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 boom. And most of them actually have a physical list. They can get almost every single thing on that list, and then it might be one or two little things. And they will look at everything else that's not on that list that they have and say, well, yeah, but I ain't got this and that. Well, how do you know that the man that you're looking for, that you think that you're looking for, you might want all this, but when he gets to you, how you know he don't want you? How do you know that it's gonna be, that he doesn't have to accept and deal with you? For some reason, women feel almost as if, from what I see in general, this ain't you, then it ain't you. But women feel sometimes, from what I've seen over the years, that they can't put up with nothing from a man, or he got to have everything they want. But they forget that
they're not perfect, and that there's, and we as men have to deal with things concerning you all, and certain things we have to accept from y'all.
Absolutely.
It wasn't, yeah. wasn't on our ideal mate, but we accept it.
Correct. Armani, we're going to have to go into a break. We're going to go into Chris Brown X.
If you're only as good as the company keeps, then I'ma blame you for what they say about me. When I was by myself, I was fast asleep. Since you came around, I've been up for weeks. Yeah, I've been with the wrong crowd. I can make you a believer if I turn the nonsense down. I keep my secrets in a safe house. Better if I don't speak. Devil's trying to send me the outline of shape out. Take me at the crime scene. I can see from this high up, you ain't got a heart, girl. Prophecy is for the cheaters. Obviously, you're deceiving.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on thelovezoneusa.com.
What's going on? It's me, your man, Will Downing. I'll be spending the evening with you, my fans, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone. So be sure to tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone, in the Love Zone.
Welcome back. Welcome back to thelovezoneusa.com. I'm your host, Tahira and Charisma, and Armani.
Hello.
Armani, you were making a point, and I had to go to commercial, so we're back. And just give our listeners some tips. Some of our listeners may be struggling with things like that. Some of the comments that I researched and got, they said that, you know, sometimes it's an older generation that have certain, you know, rules or certain attitudes towards dating, and I just would say just be true to yourself and be open. Don't limit yourself. Put yourself in a box and limit yourself to possible love out there, soulmate. So what tips can you give listeners to how to, you know, get over this when you have, like some people say, old school parents or parents that don't believe, you know, have the same beliefs as you?
I think and I'll say this, and hopefully, you know, based on what you just said, kind of like being true to yourself. You can't be true to yourself if you don't know yourself. Oh, that's the
Absolutely.
First thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the more, you know, it was a time in my life, and even still now more so. But it went on for like years. Where I never met a person that I felt was ugly, male, female, black, white, or ugly, because I searched so much within myself and saw the beauty of who I was, that the reflection that I saw back on the outside was beauty in everybody. And so for that, I would say you can't be true to yourself, again, like I said, if you don't know yourself. And then also look and see where the ideas and the belief systems that you have came from and challenge those. You know, you have to literally challenge your belief system, what you believe. Is it false? What is your belief system that you have, especially when it comes to skin tone, especially skin tone? What is it? Like, literally, what is it? Is it okay for a person to be really, really dark and be beautiful? Is it okay for a person to be really, really light and be beautiful? You know? And is beauty, you know, I heard somebody say growing up, you know, beauty is only skin deep. And they say, yeah, but ugly is to the bone. And so, you know, nowadays, most of the men that I know, and most of the men that I've spoken with, which has probably been close to about 50 or 60,000 men over the last 7 years or more, and they have pretty much said at the end of the day, when you go down, you know, when you lay down and you go to sleep, the main thing a man wants is a man, not somebody who's trying to play around, but a man really wants, he wants to be able to have somebody that's peaceful. He wants peace. You know, he doesn't want an enemy. And that enemy can be somebody who is as beautiful as I don't know what, and you all have seen it with many of the women on the reality television shows. These women are what we would consider to be beautiful, and they are all different shades, but they are beautiful women primarily, or what most the average person would say, you know, appealing to the eye. Yet many of those women have some of the worst problems and give some of the worst hell, and most of the men are not with them. They are not with them because they spend more time, and this is another tip right here, okay? And I'll say this specifically. I'm just going to keep talking just to let the tips come through. But this is a tip, okay? The average woman spends 2 hours minimum her day working on the outside of her body, beauty, meaning face, makeup, hair, clothes, picking out this, doing all these things for the outside, and they spend less than 5 minutes, if that, really and truly working on the inside, the inner person, getting to know who they are, getting to appreciate themselves, and not only themselves, but everyone around them. Another tip is this right here. If you cannot get along with women, how in the heck do you expect to get along with men? Y'all can't even get along with each other, but y'all expect for us to get along with y'all. I'll say it again. Y'all can't even get along with each other, but expect for us to get along with y'all. And if that does not apply to you, do not take it personal. But if it does, or you know someone who does, help them. Show them some love as a woman, okay, because there's no reason for there to be so much cattiness, so much self-hatred against one another, you know, because many men see that women don't even like each other. So it's like, okay, well, even if I do go and I cheat out here, it ain't going to be my fault. She got problems with women already anyway, and this one do too. So I just keep playing around. They ain't going to come at they gonna come at each other. They ain't going to never look at me as being the problem. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And
I was just saying that I do understand, you know, there are women who don't get along with other women and that happens. But I think it's not just the women out there who are discriminating against certain, you know, like types where they have a list, you know. Men have the same thing too. I mean, I think I've been in situations where, you know, being the only Indian girl in a predominantly, you know, white school and society where like I've been like, oh, you know, like have a crush on somebody, but they're like, oh, you know, you don't have blonde hair and blue eyes. Like, I've never, you know, seen anybody like you, so I'm not really into you like that. So I think it's something that goes both ways because everyone has, like, a certain list and expects to get, you know, their perfect person or whatever, and it's not just the women who may be trying to have these lists and being like, oh, you should accept me for this, but I won't accept you for your flaws. I think it definitely goes both ways. But I do agree with you when women have so much, you know, animosity towards each other that reflects badly on their relationship with, you know, men because they're like, well, why can't you get along with other women? I totally understand that. But I think it definitely goes back with both ways because there are men who are also, you know, have these standards of like, oh, well, I only want to date a woman who is like this and, you know, you have to be perfect like this. And obviously there's a reason why so many women, you know, pay so much attention to spending time on their outer image because a lot of men focus on that first rather than truly trying to get to know them because those men haven't gotten to know themselves in that kind of way either. It's not like
I think a lot of males do. I think a lot of males do. I don't think a lot of men do. You know, most men, like when I say men, I mean men who are secure in who they are, men who love themselves, men who understand more about life. You know, it's like, okay, well, as long as I'm happy when I go to bed at night with the woman that I'm with, I'm okay with the fact that she, I'm going straight to the song, just came across my head. Your Love Don't Change by Music Soul Child. You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
The words in that song, he said, I love you even when your hair turns gray.
Your
I still want you to gain a little weight. You know,
mm-hmm,
and it goes on and on and on. A man reaches a certain point in his life where that is what matters. Okay, you still have males out there who they want these certain things for their ego, and they're still unhappy themselves. Do you understand? They want this because they think in the having of it, it's going to somehow make them be the top dog. If I get this woman,
or make
right,
them complete,
right?
Exactly.
No, definitely
complete them.
Right. It's going to make me. It's going to make me look like this. I want this. I do this right here. Even though I can't have this woman right here, I want this one right here. I want one like her because so and so has it. They want something
right.
that somebody else has or something like it, which is the reason why a lot of men be trying to get your woman. I'm like, look, dude, I can help you meet a woman right here.
I think fear plays a huge part, too, a lot of it, because, like I said, when I had that person that came up to me and said, well, do you date black men? I was like, of course. You know, I just think there's a fear because when he told me, when I asked the other guy, I was just like, well, why wouldn't you go out with me? He's like, you look like you're really expensive and you just got out of an expensive car, and I just would not be able to do it. I'm just being straight out with you. So I think fear plays a part in it. So how can men, and I know you said males and men, even the securest man, they have some insecurity. So how do people overcome that? Because they're missing their blessing. They're missing an opportunity, of course, with me. But they're missing, like, these good women. They're just passing them by. No, I'm serious. And I see it all the time. Because you are so caught up in this, she has to be this way, or her skin is not light enough, or, you know, you're missing your soulmate. You're missing this person because, like Armani said, you don't know how it's going to come. So how can we get over... I mean, I think you just have to be open and want it so bad. Like, I want peace. I want happiness. I think, for me, happiness is winning by having peace, a peaceful woman, someone you get along with, someone you can really communicate. You don't have to lie to. You can really communicate no matter what, a person that, you know, has your back no matter what, lose a job, have $1 million, have not even a million, 60,000, the economy change, she's still with you. She didn't leave because you lost the money. So I think it's so much more into it, and we have to conquer the fears that we have, the fears that goes into these little, you know, prejudices that we use when we're picking, let's get real. And one thing that Armani said that was really, really essential, you have to know yourself. If you fail to know yourself, you can't know anybody else.
Right. I'll answer this very briefly, and I want to say charisma. If you had gone to school with some brothers, you know, I mean, come on now. You came with some brothers. Anyway, so the answer.
Well, Armani, I'm sorry. We have to make it brief because we're gonna close out the show in like 3 minutes. But we love you so much here, so we'll allow you to finish your thought.
All right, so I'll finish this thought right here, and I won't even actually finish your thought. What I will say is that really evaluate exactly why you have chosen the type of men or women that you have chosen in the past, and where does that come from, especially if it's based on skin tone, okay, especially if it's based on skin tone, and go and actually see if choosing based on skin tone and looks has gotten you the results that you want. If it has not gotten you the results that you want, then you need to do something different, because if you continue to do the same thing expecting a different result, you are insane.
That's perfect.
This is my website, www.armanivalentino.com. And check out some of my books. My latest book, This Is Why I Won't Marry You, is off the chizane.
Yes, I love that book. Nine questions, too.
I just updated that book, by the way, so you can feel free to get that book online at Amazon. It's the updated version, or at my website as well. I just re-updated it.
That's amazing. We're so glad. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Armani. We appreciate you. And you always, it's always an education. So we're going to close out the show today, Charisma. It was great. Thank you for tuning in next week, thelovezoneusa.com. Again, we thank you, Armani.
And make sure you follow us on Twitter. The Tulsa Network and our personal Twitters. Yeah, so follow us at the GF Network 1. You can follow me personally at Kish Thomas, and Tahira, your Twitter as well.
Yes, Fashion Diva 2012 at Twitter.com, Facebook, Tahira Sutton. So we look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you again, Armani, and tune in with us, The Love Zone USA. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.